You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show.
Hello, hello. Welcome to
Man.
Throwback. Go ahead, brothers.
You Justin.
No.
I'll do backup.
The one.
This is how we feel about Glass House.
Yeah, this is Glass House tonight, how we feel.
It's our farewell.
Yeah.
Farewell.
When
I like watching him lip sync.
I want it that way. But we are two worlds.
Wow.
Thank you, Marissa, for that.
There should be a lip sync show, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
Flashback.
Marissa in the studio playing that for us. Thank you.
Well,
we have another special treat at the end of the show, too.
Welcome to AfterBuzz. Bingers for doing it. We're doing the final season finale for ABC's reality show, The Glass House. I'm your host, Bam Erickson, with
Thaddeus Massey,
Justin Walter,
and Dario Kristen.
Welcome back, Justin.
Thank you. I was
going to miss you, man.
I know. But I've been watching Glass House, so.
Sweet.
Don't worry. I know what's been going on, guys.
And so, for those of you guys out there watching, you guys can tweet us live at AfterBuzz TV, or you guys can call in at 424-256-1729. So, this was a season finale for ABC's reality, The Glass House. Question. Show of hands, who knew that this was a season finale?
I didn't know. For the people who can't see my hand who are listening to us, it's Dario. I knew
as well.
Bam Erickson
and
didn't know.
Justin.
Thaddeus Massey had no clue.
So it's the right side against the left side, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the right wingers.
When we were watching the episode tonight, you were like, whoa, this is the finale?
I knew an hour before.
Oh, okay.
When Dario told me that this is a season finale, I was like, what?
Yeah.
This is a season finale?
They didn't really promote.
There was no promotion.
In addition to that, when the beginning of this season finale show started, there was five contestants.
Yeah.
And so it was between Mike and Erica, mm-hmm. who was in limbo.
Yeah.
And so,
right.
If it's a season finale, isn't it normally like the top two or the top three, and then you vote, not the top? Like, what the hell?
So it's interesting because the voting went down with the final five. That's the
pretty much, yeah.
Because we saw in the episode go from five to four to three, and there wasn't new voting going on.
No. So if you voted between last week and this afternoon, that was it.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. I didn't like it. What?
No,
you know what? I was just thinking. When Daryl mentioned it.
Your neck is not moving.
You just look really funny over there. He made me laugh. And I don't know why. It's just his face
your
over there.
I was zoned out. You know, because I was thinking when you mentioned it earlier, I was in denial. I know.
That it was the finale.
Yeah. And then as the show went on, I was like, huh.
Well, I mean, honestly, for me, I think the last 4 weeks have been really good.
Yeah.
And my viewpoint of the way the show was at the beginning versus how it has been the four weeks that it has been, I've enjoyed it a lot. You know,
right.
I think that they've really picked it up. And even tonight, I'm kind of sad to see it go.
Yeah. It's funny. I was out of the country for the last 3 weeks, so I watched four episodes of Glass House today. Super fan right here.
You are a super fan.
But what I did in the last 4 weeks, like you were saying, the game flipped in a way that I never thought the voting would flip. And you saw the one alliance that was on the outs the entire season become the majority of the, you know, in the House, and the other alliance crumbled, and the voting just completely changed throughout the weeks, and the underdogs took over. It was really interesting. I watched him all day today, and then even the finale tonight, and it totally kind of flopped and changed throughout the last 4 weeks.
So ABC, we're not, well, I'm not happy that it went down like this, but let's discuss the show.
Okay.
And so Erica and Mike was in limbo, and so who goes home? Are we shocked? Mike
we knew that. We knew that was happening.
Here's this 100% of the season. I think this is what we talked about before. One of the, I think, the flaws of the game was how the lowest voting were the captains, and they always went to limbo. Every time the captain went home in limbo the entire season.
Yeah.
Right. So the person who had the lowest votes going into limbo 100% of the season ended up going home against whoever they were up against.
Yeah.
So there was never a change in the vote in terms of from putting someone in limbo to not putting someone in limbo. And I think that made it a little less interesting because we always knew every week who was going to go home.
And, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and actually, you know, I think last week was the challenge where Mike took a little bit of the money away, correct?
When
that was 2 weeks ago.
That was the week before.
2 weeks ago.
Last week it was Jeffrey and Mike.
Yeah.
And it was the puzzle. It was the whole. There was the whole issue of them having to go into the houses and look through. And so because Mike couldn't see far,
that's
why he lost and Jeffrey won. Yeah.
Well, based off the 2 weeks ago game where he actually put a little money aside.
Can we talk about that toward the end when we talk about who wins?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just going to give my opinion on how I felt about him now versus then. So my opinion on him now is that I'm not upset with him for tucking away some of that money because it obviously was the smartest move for him since he didn't win the game. But yes, we can talk about it later.
So we're not shocked that Mike goes home. No. So now we have the top four. So we have Jeffrey, Andrea, Erica, and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as Mike leaves, it's like Erica versus everyone in the house. And so,
and even while Mike was there, it was everyone versus Erica.
Yeah.
We saw Mike feeding her alcohol because he knew, okay, I'm going to try and get her drunk so maybe the viewers will get mad at her, and then I'll stay and I won't leave.
Well, actually, Kevin actually concocted that first, right?
It was Mike and Kevin.
And so the plan was to get her drunk and so that she would kind of be sloppy for.
Just unravel.
Yeah.
And she'd be a loose cannon, which they, as Mike basically stated, by her getting more drunk, she reveals a lot more. She gets loose at the mouth, and it takes her off her game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was his strategy.
But you know what was also interesting is Jeffrey totally went to Erica and says, did Kevin tell you about his girlfriend in Toledo? Mm-hmm. And so he's totally playing the drama queen. He's totally playing the mess maker, because then he goes back to Kevin and then he mentions some things as well. So he was totally instigating that because he said that he wanted Erica to go home.
Yeah.
And so were you surprised that Jeffrey wanted his sometimes BFF to go home?
I was. The drastic change in their friendship kind of took me by surprise. They were besties the whole time, best friends, and then boom. It was like a bomb went off and their friendship just blew up, and then they became kind of enemies, which was crazy. Uh-huh. But I wasn't surprised. I think that Jeffrey just looked at her as drama towards the end and couldn't stand being around her anymore. And I think what he really got sick of was the constant Kevin talk. Kevin, 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 Kevin.
Yeah.
And he was just over it, and he just wanted that out. And I think what also the whole Kevin stuff with Erica allowed the other people to bond. If you notice, a lot of their bonding occurred over them making fun of Erica. And they found that common factor of she's crazy, and they bonded a lot over that.
Yeah, Andrea and particularly bonded with Kevin. They were talking about Erica a lot. And so what did you guys think once this whole thing escalated? Because Erica was like going after everybody, and she wanted to go after Kevin because she felt that Kevin was leading her on.
I was happy that tonight's episode went down the way it did, because my feelings for Erica in the previous weeks is that she did not have her head in the game. Mm-hmm. She was too... it's almost like she came to form a relationship versus win the game as much as everyone else was intended on winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight was the first time that I felt like she really got it and understood that Kevin's playing her. And expressed her feelings towards him in reference to him playing her, and I was happy that it finally went down in that
form. Did Kevin, do you guys think Kevin played her?
For sure. Definitely.
Okay.
I don't think Kevin played her. I think Kevin gave, I think there were opportunities for her to notice what was going on. Definitely. You know, I mean, there were girls tweeting in saying, Erica, come on. Mm-hmm. Like, at some point, this is getting ridiculous. And I mean, look at Jeffrey. Jeffrey is like, look, if I continue to play the BFF, I would definitely be taking myself out of the running for the 250, which is why I'm here. If I continue to play this BFF thing, she's going to become a liability to me as far as the game is concerned. I think he genuinely cared for Erica as a friend. But at some point, you have to say, look, enough is enough. And you're playing this game for the affections of a guy, and the guy is not even reciprocating. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to play the game. I have to play the game. I'm sorry, Erica. And then she took it personally, which she shouldn't have done.
I was just going to say, but on the other side of the argument is, in reality shows like this, America loves romances. America loves, whether it's a successful one or not, America and viewers love showmance. And that's what she was kind of giving. There was real no showmance this season. I think even though there was Gene and Joy, that was like everybody.
That's like the closest thing.
But I think people really kind of, even though she looked kind of like a fool, I think it was still that whole idea of she's in love with him, she likes him, and it's not that bad. And America liked Erica.
Oh, sure. She did come in, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree with 50% of what you're saying at that, is because my only problem is that, Kevin showed his colors with certain things, but as we saw, which we'll talk about a little bit later from some of the live streams that were happening, Kevin was playing her a little bit with what he was telling her and how he was telling her, and then what he was going back and telling other people in the group.
But that's
playing her.
I think he was playing everybody. He was playing everybody. He was playing the game. I think he was doing whatever he had to do on this side and then coming back on this side, and kind of like what Jeffrey did back when he went over there and was like, look, I'm willing to blah, 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 and then went back to his side. I think Kevin just did it throughout, and it just happened to be through a romance slash it wasn't part of game strategy, but he used that for his benefit as far as the game strategy was concerned.
In Kevin's defense, when they showed the clip, they showed it twice, where the two were Kevin and Erica having a conversation, and he says, look, you know, we like each other more than them.
Gene and Joy.
Okay. That was one conversation that they had, but there were many other conversations where his actions and the things that he said was different. You know, they reeled that clip twice, which means that they didn't have a lot of evidence showing that Kevin was misleading her. That was that one little thing that they looped twice, that they showed twice, but there were a whole lot of other times where he was like, where it was clear that he was not into her.
Well, and you could also look at it as that was also Kevin's attempt at just a dig to Joy and Gene, like they're fake, they're phony, like we're friends, and our friendship, our relationship is more than what they even have. They're not even friends, you know. It could be interpreted that way as well. But the reaction that we saw from Andrea was, once she finally saw that conversation, I think it was kind of revealing too. Andrea, Erica, now I see what you're talking about, that he's playing you and he's misleading you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, who really knows what's going on.
And then Andrea said, she was a little more opinionated as well. She also said, that Erica's pretty much insane.
Yeah.
You know.
And then Erica fought back, which was kind of interesting. That you're not this pretty little housewife.
Right.
You're a manipulative
prairie
dress or something like a peasant dress.
Yeah.
But you had a conspiracy theory about Andrea and Kevin.
I mean, Kevin and Andrea
They
were awfully trying hard not to have something.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
We said it last week.
And notice how at the end of the finale, Andrea said to her kid, go say hi to Kevin.
No,
she did.
She said go tell him congratulations. Go tell Kevin congratulations.
She's being a good mom. Mm.
I think that she's
not
been there.
She's not being a sore loser.
I think there's something there. I think
Kevin's
that she's
Kevin's daughter right over
I think if she wasn't married, she said something last week about how she kept being paranoid that her husband was cheating on her. I think that there may be something with maybe Kevin reminds her of some, her man or something. I'm not saying that they that there was any
Did at one point in the season, she said that in college she had to make some choice between the guy that she married and some other guy.
Yeah,
and
she she did.
So you never know. Kevin might remind her of that
other guy.
Maybe she's like, what if I would have married such and such?
That's what I feel.
And
that's
maybe like, Kevin reminds her of that guy.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Just saying.
One of the funny things that we saw was that roast that they had to do with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where in the show, they had their graduation. They had to put on graduation gowns and roast each other by kind of making fun of each other. I think Erica did the best job.
Oh, for sure.
She was. She made me laugh. I thought she was pretty funny.
And her basis of her speech a lot of it was Jeffrey, and she said basically how he would dress up each, you know, with makeup and different wigs, and she enjoyed him in that in those costumes, and it made her forget how much she actually hated him.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I think they have a love-hate. They love each other, hate each other 1 minute. You know, they still have a good friendship, I think, overall.
Well, speaking of friendship, do you guys think that you really can become friends with somebody being on a reality show? I mean, it's a short amount of time, but in some ways it's not because you're forced to be around each other like camp.
I would say 100% friendships made on these shows are legit and real. And I think it's because think about your best friend in your life. Do you spend countless hours with them in a situation where you can't do anything but talk to them or sleep, you know, and sleep in the same house? And they are in this setting where the only thing they have to entertain each other is themselves, and you really, I think, get to know someone on an intimate level and that sort of thing. And in Los Angeles, where we do our show and everything, there's a lot of ex-reality stars. Yeah. There's like a whole community of reality stars that they're all friends together because they share this common experience, this common bond with each other. So whether or not it's true or not, I think I would say yes, 100%.
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Thaddeus always is the dissenting voice.
I'm on the fence about that one. I mean, I don't know. It's not. It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, I think that we're going to
see. You can make friends anywhere.
You can make friends anywhere. Sure or not.
Yeah.
I think that we'll see some article or something where Erica and Jeffrey are having coffee at, you know, Starbucks together.
I disagree. I don't think any print will put any
about these people in their magazines. Yeah, you're right. Maybe I got a little
maybe
bit excited
it'll be
right there.
Your blog, the Toledo Chronicle,
the local newspaper.
Yeah, I don't think they became big celebrities off this show.
No, that's true.
The Daily Planet.
The Daily Planet.
Oh gosh!
I don't even know. I don't even know where to how to even transcend that. But listen, iTunes. I know I sound like a broken record when I say this every week for the various shows I do. But listen, please go to iTunes and go and rate and comment on the shows that you download. It is for free. Free. That doesn't cost you anything. All it takes is a couple seconds. Download The Glass House and some of the other shows that we do. Watch it, rate it, comment. Please tell a friend. It really helps us. In addition to a new app that we have called Podcasts, and what it does is it organizes all of your subscriptions that you have for various shows, such as
The Glass House and Falling Skies and Anger Management this Thursday season finale as well.
Yeah, so please, iTunes, please go rate and comment and download the podcast app, all right?
Sweet.
So okay. So we were talking about graduation night, the roast. So we started off with Kevin and Erica, or actually Erica and speaking about Kevin, but we also have Andrea. You guys, what'd you guys think about her speech?
She was trying to be mean or funny, but she's not. She's not that type of person. Right. I thought it was funny and kind of endearing and cute when she was like, was that mean enough or was I harsh enough? Right. And they were all just cracking up. I don't know.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, her roast was funny, but not.
And it was funny because they all were kind of just saying the same thing over and over, like Erica and Kevin, You know, it's like, how many times do we have to hear this?
Maybe they should do a spinoff, those two, Erica and Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, no.
We might see them on The Amazing Race or something like that.
That's true.
I thought the roast was boring.
Yo, you did?
Yeah. You didn't like Mike's speech or Kevin's speech or anyone else?
Erica's was funny.
Yeah. But
yeah.
You know, I was waiting since it was a season finale and I was unaware of it. I was like, okay, so let's go forward. I felt like that part was, they were wasting air. They had to, you know.
I did like when Andrea said the comment about Jeffrey or Mike not being able to win against a 300-pound man, which was Jeffrey.
Yeah, right.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one. That was a nice little plug there.
I lied. And then also I like when Kevin said to, when he was imitating Erica, he said, drink up. I haven't been screamed at in 15 minutes. You're late. So there was a couple funny moments. Yeah. A little ha-ha moments.
Yeah.
You know.
Ha-ha-ha.
So now let's talk about this challenge. So we have four contestants left. As we said earlier, we have Andrea, we have Jeffrey, Kevin, and we have Erica. Mm-hmm. So the challenge. So you all were... So explain the challenge.
So the challenge was the final four, and what they had to do was take puzzle pieces. They were all strapped in harnesses, grab a puzzle piece, run down a ramp, and then jump over kind of to another ramp. So they were kind of suspended in air, and then put the puzzle pieces on a four-sided pyramid.
Yeah,
pyramid. And then each side was a person's name and the city they are from. And the first person to solve it would be safe and go into the final three automatically. And the challenge proved to be very hard for Jeffrey, which was pretty entertaining. Because every time he flew over, he was making noises. And then everybody intimidated different sounds like,
It was like he was being attacked.
But I guess I can imagine that would be difficult, you know, for someone of his weight, you know, to be suspended in air and then you have to move across.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that thing was probably really weighing heavy on him.
Yeah.
It probably pushed a lot of the goodies, all scrunched them up together somehow.
One thing that I've the last two what I did find interesting though was the last two episodes had individual challenges where people were actually competing against each other, and I found that a lot more entertaining and interesting in these constant group challenges. And I think it would have been kind of cooler if earlier they scrapped the team challenges and did more individual.
But I can see why it became individual because of less players.
There's not enough players.
Yeah, but when it's a big group, you know, I can see why with so many players they put into a group. But this totally made sense. I thought it was a really cool challenge.
It's good.
And you didn't really know who was going to win. I mean, we did know that we kind of had a clue that Andrea was good at puzzles. But we didn't really know how it was going to work out.
And it looked like it was a photo finish between Jeffrey and Andrea. Jeffrey got over there and was walking up slowly to hit his buzzer, and Andrea just flew.
She like Heisman trophy prize the power move.
Like,
she
did
flying. She did the football move on that one.
Yeah, she flew behind. She flew behind Jeff. She flew past him, and then once she landed, she literally crawled on her knees and she hit the button first. Yeah. But then with Jeffrey, he had two wrong, and Andrea hers was correct.
So actually, I think he hit the one first. That's why they read his first.
Yeah,
okay. but his he had two wrong puzzle pieces. So she
earned her spot into the final three. My question for you guys is, if Andrea had not won that challenge, do you think she would have been the fourth person out, or would she have still been in the final three?
I think she probably would have went home.
She would have gone home.
You think Jeffrey would have stayed over her?
Possibly.
Yes. Well, if he would have won, that would have saved him. And plus, based on what we know how it happened and the ranking they came in, she would have gone home.
But Jeffrey still wouldn't have won because I wasn't aware that it was in season finale. So basically, all the votes that was tallied, it still wouldn't have mattered. Jeffrey still would have not won.
Right.
But he would have.
But Andrew would have gone home if Jeffrey would have won.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
Jeffrey, that is true.
Yeah, she would have gone home.
Yeah.
So it basically came down to
who won that challenge.
Who won the challenge? Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. For the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as if it was just off of votes, I would have said that Andrea would have stayed versus Jeffrey.
Right.
Because I think she still gets the Mormon votes that were keeping her in the game.
Yeah. It was tough, and Jeffrey cried.
Always.
Mm-hmm. And cried and cried and cried and cried.
And prayed to the universe.
And,
prayed to the universe.
I actually wrote that down because I thought that was so funny. He says, dear you, what he says, dear universe, let me survive one more day in the glass house. What? Huh?
I think it's the idea of putting positive energy into the world into the world. Get it in return. And although he didn't get that in return at the glass house, then he did comment, if I do go home, just help me somewhere. Yeah. One thing I found interesting was a lot of these people on the show, like, they're like, oh, I need this to help my career and help my life and, like, just save me. I was like, what? You know, like, Erica and Jeffrey, they're constantly like, I am going home to nothing. I'm going home to no job and that sort of thing. And, like, he was saying, like, help me get a job. What?
Yeah.
I don't know. That.
Random no, that's tangent. True. Right. No, but that's true.
Sorry. That's true. That was
I think the only one who, or the two people who didn't need it were Kevin and
Andrea.
And Andrea and possibly Mike.
Yeah, because
Mike
too. Well, Mike said,
DJ.
He's like, DJ and chicka chicka.
Yeah.
And then, so now let's talk about the dinner, the lobster. So,
well, did we talk about Jeffrey went home? Jeffrey went home, right?
Yeah, Jeffrey went home.
Votes. It was Jeffrey versus Kevin. However, I don't think Kevin was in the bottom two.
No.
I think they were just faking us out to try and make it seem like he wasn't going to win or whatever.
No, he probably did, because they didn't show the results of everybody. They only showed the results of the challenge from Kevin.
He couldn't have been Jeffrey. He couldn't have been in the bottom two.
Wait. You made a good point, because when people are voting, you're voting for who you like and who you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So how was Kevin in the bottom
he
two?
He wasn't. He couldn't have been. It had to have been Erica and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
But they wanted to make us think that Kevin maybe was in jeopardy.
Yeah, absolutely. It had to be because Andrea wound up. We'll talk about the place that she took. So you're absolutely right. There's a lot of flaws.
Unless he did the worst at the challenge, but besides Jeffrey.
But it,
and then he ended up in the bottom.
Was it based on challenge?
They didn't say. All they said was Erica, you are safe, which she was, and then they just put Kevin and Jeffrey in the tubes. It's kind of like on American Idol when they're like, oh, here's your bottom three or something. But it's not necessarily the lowest vote getters, you know, that sort of thing.
But Justin, also, Jeffrey came in second place for the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Erica and Kevin hadn't even crossed over.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that mattered. I just think they wanted to put it up against Kevin to be like, oh, it's Kevin.
That's a good point.
Oh, gosh, Kevin could be in jeopardy. But he wasn't.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
It's good television.
Yeah. So Jeffrey went home.
Yeah, Jeffrey went home. Bye-bye.
So final three.
Yeah.
Final three, Erica.
Too early. I'm excited.
Final three, Erica, Kevin, and Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get to have a kettle of dinner. It was lobster
and steak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were having fun and cracking champagne and enjoying each other's company.
Until. Go ahead.
Dun, 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 dun.
I was going to say Siri. What's the name of the narrator's?
Oracle.
Ori.
Yeah.
Oracle. So they said, oh, we're going to show you guys over the last 5 weeks, we have been streaming you live on live stream. So we're going to show you some scenes we showed the viewers. And they were, oh, no. And all the scenes had to do with Kevin and Erica, whether it was Kevin talking about Erica, Erica talking about Kevin, or Andrea making fun of Erica talking about Kevin.
Right. Yeah.
So a lot was revealed that there was just a lot of talking about that whole situation, or Kevin talking to Erica about he had feelings or they were more of a couple than Gene and Joy, blah, blah, blah. So it was just a lot of like them seeing that everyone was talking about this. Erica kind of looked like a fool and everyone was making fun of her. And it went from a joyous celebration dinner to awkward.
True colors came out.
It was awkward.
And Erica, as we saw, she obviously gave a couple of dark, deep glazes at Andrea after she
glazes made, or gazes
or gazes. Yeah, glazes. I'm thinking glazed donuts. Glazed donuts. She looked at her with very serious gazes.
Yeah.
And was not happy about. Yeah. Andrea making fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, it goes back to my point of what I was saying earlier, is that it also revealed a little bit about Kevin, and that he wasn't just, oh, playing this one side of Erica is only in love with me and I've always been up front with her. It showed that he was teetering over playing both sides of the game with her.
Yeah.
Well, again, I say it was that one scene that they also showed earlier in the episode. It was that one conversation that he said. But I felt like his actions and some of the things that he said just was blatant. Mm-hmm. Even in the challenge, when they were jumping over the harness trying to do the puzzle, she is calling, she's speaking to Kevin. She said, "Sup, boo?"
Yeah,
who does that?
Yeah.
It was so sarcastic.
Yeah.
It was so funny. She was just sarcastic.
I think in her mind, it got to the point where she was like, screw it. Like, right. Everyone's making fun of me. Everyone's like, whatever. I'm just going to run with it and roll with it. But then she did have real feelings for him, as we saw when she gave her drunk confession.
Yeah, she did.
This is not a game to me. This is real life, and I would never do that to someone. And
right.
And then her whole thing was then someone should win this game who actually formed emotional bonds with people and friendships and got emotionally invested in it. And da da da. Whereas you all didn't. You all didn't invest your emotions, but I did.
In that particular debate between Erica and Kevin, I thought Kevin won that one because he simply said, you know, I'm here for the game, mm-hmm. and I'm here to win. And that pretty much summed up all the yelling mm-hmm. and screaming that Erica was saying towards yeah. Kevin.
Well, he put it all out there.
He had nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been playing he's been playing this game with her, mm-hmm. strategizing. And honestly, if you saw his face and his reaction when she put him on blast, I mean, major. And he paused. Kevin is not I'm caught.
Yeah.
He's the catcher. He's the cop. He's one he's not the apprehended. He's busted. He turned around and was like, I'm here to win a game.
Yeah.
And try to keep it cool. But he's like, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Type of thing. So all the cards were on the table at that point.
Yeah.
So do you guys think, because Erica said, you know, I don't like how you're downplaying, you know, the like you have for me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think Kevin liked Erica in some way?
As a friend.
I would say, you know, you're there. He may have been attracted to her at some point in a small level, but it was never, I don't think he was ever like, I'm going to make this girl my girlfriend. You know, I think it was just something to do.
I think one of the funniest conversations was Erica talking to Andrea about, like, I don't know if I could move to Toledo.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, he'd be willing to leave Toledo and come to Colorado. And he's got his daughter and his job and his family. And Andrea was like, are you kidding me?
And she called him out tonight about the baby thing. She said, when he wanted to put a baby inside of me, we had that conversation.
Right.
Like, wow, that's full blast right there.
Yeah. Then he was like, I was kidding about that.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Friends with benefits.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't think any relationship's really going to happen between those two.
Never, I don't think so either.
Never.
It's happened.
Yeah, it's happened. The extent of it has happened.
The extent of it, the one kiss.
The one kiss.
Done.
Let's talk about, so we have the top three, and so what was surprising was in the glass house was an audience, and then the top three contestants were nice and dressed up, which you got on Kevin's wax suit, you said. They were all dressed nicely. Erica was wearing a nice red dress. Andrea was dressed very nicely in a nice little dress. And then Kevin, as you said, had on a little cop suit.
He was clocking in.
Yeah.
Cop suit.
Yeah, the cop suit.
Interrogation room.
And so when they when they walk into the glass house, the whole entire audience is there. And now I thought it was interesting that the only contestants that was in the audience that they showed was Mike and Jeff. It was Mike and Jeffrey.
Yeah, probably because they were the most recent boots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you think that some of the other contestants?
Or was Joy there?
Joy was not there. Jean wasn't there.
We know Ashley wasn't there because we were hoping to have her on the show tonight.
Yeah. But
Stephanie's on vacation with her
$35,000.
$37,000.
Which, by the way, smartest move of the season.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right there.
I agree.
But she should have waited for it to go a little higher, though.
I think so, too.
That's what I said.
My question to ABC is, where was I invite?
Oh. Right, we could have done a live coverage feed there tonight.
We could have done a live coverage feed.
Yeah, where were we? I mean, ABC, what happened? You know?
John
we should have been
Michaels.
There. We should have been there supporting. You know, that'd have been nice if we could have been there. But so anyway, so they got to do their speeches. So what did you guys think about each and everyone's speeches? They had like a last please.
One of the things I love about reality shows is when you get down to the final two or three, like in Survivor and in Big Brother, is people grill them on why they should win the game and usually gets intense and kind of like people fighting for their reason why I played the game this way, I did this and made this move, and that's one of my favorite parts. But in this, it was kind of lackluster because all they did was give like almost political type speeches of what I could have given you these speeches before they even got out there because they're the most stereotypical. I learned this about myself and I had a great experience, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Boring snooze fest answers. And did the speeches even influence anything? Because we saw them and then it was revealed who won, but
the
it wouldn't
votes
have,
were already
the votes were already cast. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of almost just for show.
And Kevin should run for mayor of Toledo.
He will be.
Because he gave the most PC speech I've ever heard.
Yeah.
City councilman.
City councilman.
City council first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they were more of a formality of giving the speeches and just kind of like to give a sense of closure and in kind of just wrapping things up. But it didn't really affect the game. It didn't really change my opinion on who I thought would win or anything like that. And maybe it was more therapeutic for them.
Yeah, I didn't get,
look at you, so like
I didn't get the point of the speeches because again we had already knew the votes were closed, so
yeah,
you know, final thoughts, but a pleas to why they should win, I just didn't see the point of that. If they wanted to just kind of, you know, give your thought and your experience of being here at the Glass House,
yeah,
that would have been more appropriate than for them to say, all right, you know, give your last please to win.
It felt more like on The Biggest Loser when they have people go home after they've lost all their weight.
I don't want to mention The Biggest Loser.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I'm just joking.
Okay. But no, it felt like on The Biggest Loser where people go home and they like see their family and they're like, this was my experience and it changed my life, and which is great on The Biggest Loser, but Glass House, come on.
All right.
You know?
They should have made them vote for themselves, but they couldn't vote for themselves.
They had to vote for somebody else.
They
both would have voted for Kevin.
Exactly.
I would rather them ask them or reveal what was their strategy for the game.
Yes.
Like, I would ask them that. Give that speech. Say, have Kevin go up there and say, listen, I played the game this way, but you know what? Yeah, I kind of was playing out these people.
Yeah,
Andrea, too. Like, yeah, you know I seem like this quiet Mormon girl, but you know what? My whole strategy the whole time was to be that Mormon girl, but I really wanted to do this. Yeah. Or, you know, that would have made it more interesting.
I think it would have been great if she came out and said, I'm not really Mormon.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
That's my brother and his kids. That's my husband.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's
hi America.
That's what I would have enjoyed seeing a little bit more.
Do you guys think Kevin's speech when he said, "Oh, I tried to play the game to the best of my ability, and if I hurt anybody," do you think that was the reality that set in that he knew that he hurt the girl's feelings, Erica's feeling? Do you
think he already knew it?
Yeah.
I don't think he was.
I think that was more for his image.
I think it's for his image. I don't really think he cared that much that he hurt their feelings. I think it was more for his image. I agree with
you. Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
I think in the end, he ultimately gave Erica enough to say, look, you are not the bee's knees, at least not to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're not so, what?
The bee's knees, which means I'm
the
not
business.
Feeling you.
Like the business.
Yeah, okay. It's like, you know, I think he gave her enough without revealing strategy. He was using strategy at the same time. He started to play the game. He, you know, he did his thing. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. That was just that whole situation just started to get like, Erica. Oh, she's still loving Kevin, huh?
Yeah.
Wake up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So let's talk about who won. So how about we all do a drum roll?
Marissa, is there a drum roll back there?
The winner of Glass House Season 1.
It goes to
Kevin!
Kevin.
Shocker!
Toledo represent.
Are we shocked?
No.
Can I just throw in that we said from the beginning,
yes,
Justin and I, Team Right Side, said that Kevin would win this game.
You see how he's acting.
Here is why.
You know, this is my right side partner in crime.
I specifically remember why we said Kevin would win. Kevin has the all-American appeal. He is the Midwest guy. That women love, guys can relate to. Yeah. And from the beginning, he stuck out as this guy's gonna win. And he did.
Yeah.
It was like, I felt like there was never a time in the show where he wasn't gonna win.
I agree.
And even when his alliance was getting down, he was always gonna win.
And he was never
worried. He was always gonna
win. He never went into limbo. He was never
voted in the bottom. It was just kind of like, he was always going to win.
And there was never really any criticism from any of the questions from America that were answered. They never, you know, there was never anything bad about him. He always kept that squeaky clean kind of Midwest image.
Yeah.
So Thaddeus is like,
whatever. I was rooting.
He did go to limbo, but that's because they voted him in, not because he was in the.
We don't think that counts.
Yeah, that doesn't count. He was never our captain.
Yeah, he's never. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think he's a professional at keeping that. That L7 look. He has to do that.
He's a cop.
He's a cop. Yeah, like, you understand the psychological, and he's not even just a beat walker. The dude's like a lieutenant or something. Isn't he or a sergeant or something?
I don't know how high.
I think he's like, you know, he's not prematurely gray for nothing. The guy is like, I mean, he talked about it.
Prematurely
gray. Yeah. But I'm just saying, he's a little bit, I think he's got some rank.
Yeah.
So, he's the expert at strategy and interrogation.
I don't know if I predicted him from the beginning because I can't remember, but I know at least between mid to 75% of the way through the show, I was rooting for Kevin to win.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know sometimes when we were watching it, you know, I would be like, yes, Kevin, and you would throw little comments at me or about Kevin. But, you know, I personally thought he would win, so.
Yeah. I'm not surprised he won. But I did find it interesting that along with Kevin, Erica got second place. It was real in the votes. And then Andrea third. And Erica, as well as Kevin, never was voted as a captain and went into limbo as a captain.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting to me that America did gravitate and like Erica as much. And part of me is wondering, is part of it because of the whole Kevin-Erica scenario?
Yeah.
Where I go back to my idea of viewers love a showmance, whether it works or not.
I thought about that earlier when you mentioned it, because if Erica would have adjusted her game strategy to how it became at the end when Kevin tried to send her home after they kissed, then I think she might have gone home a lot. She would have gone home sometime earlier because she would have adjusted
her. Like a fool.
Yeah, she would have adjusted her game. Mm-hmm. Then her strategy would have become different. Like, oh, this guy just tried to send me home. Forget him. Like, okay, I'm over this. And then her whole game would have been different.
Yeah.
And she would have gone home. Should have gone home sooner. Yeah. I mean, she went to limbo like what? Three times?
Yeah, two or three times.
Yeah. So I mean,
And I have to say, sorry, Bam, but I have talked a lot of smack about Erica throughout these episodes, and tonight she officially grew on me. If she had won outside of Kevin tonight, I would have been able to accept it I would have been okay with it.
She told it like it was. I like that about her.
Okay. I have nothing to say about Erica. She lost, whatever. But did you notice the reaction of Kevin? He's so, like, he wasn't jumping up doing backflips. He was like, oh my God, I won.
And then he gave a thank you to anyone who spent time this summer voting for me. It made a difference in my life, and hopefully one day it will in yours. Kevin, for mayor of Toledo.
The PC answer. Like, full effect. PC with the FBI suit.
Right. Yeah.
One other thing. Let's talk about... So Kevin wins at $250,000. And so now let's look back. There was a couple people that took money. So Jeffrey took $2,000 in one of the challenges, and then Mike took $4,000. Yeah. And then Stephanie took that challenge where she got $37,600.
Yeah.
So in reality, they were smart because...
Well, Stephanie took second place, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. Stephanie really did take second place because she has $37,000, and the other guys, they have something. So if you guys were playing the game, would you guys would have played the game, I guess, like Kevin, and played it straight and not cheat on any of the challenges and try to basically win the $250,000? Or if you guys had the opportunity to get a couple dollars here and there and let it add up, would you have done that?
Honestly, I would have cheated, but I wouldn't I wouldn't have told anyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Justin?
You're right. It's not cheating.
If I knew, like, Stephanie, that I was in the bottom of the voting, 100% I'd take money when I can get it. Like, if you know you're in the bottom, why not get what you can out of it? Plus, they're going to be paying taxes on that stuff.
Right.
So it's not as much as they think it is. Mm-hmm. And I think they get a stipend, too. Every week they last, they get money in the house.
Yeah,
they don't talk about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you're like Stephanie, 2 weeks in a row you're a captain, you take the money and run. Get out of there.
Smart.
You know?
I probably would have played the game like Kevin. Although... I mean, I would have played it above board.
Yeah,
You know, there's one thing I got to give him. If he really is that person, then I commend him.
Yeah.
Other than that, if I was in the bottom, you got to be smart. You got to be smart. You came here to win $250, and you very possibly may not win anything. Dime.
Yeah.
Well, then it's time to get money. I think, you know, one of the things that kind of screwed Mike up was he got money after he came out of limbo. That was like a big reality check for him.
Yeah.
He started getting some money, and then he acted like he wasn't supposed to, I wasn't thinking. Well,
right.
Like, dude, he should have came in and be like, yo, man, I had to get some. Like, I just got back from limbo. Like, I didn't know if I was going to come back or not. And obviously things had changed. You know, it's just about the conviction. Like, we talked about that, the conviction or whatnot. You know, it wasn't like he was playing. I don't know, Mike.
Whatever.
Anyway.
So I would have played to win.
Yeah.
I would have played to win. I would have took money and not told anyone.
Yeah.
Or unless on some of the challenges where you actually won money. Because there was something at Kevin there where he won like $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah.
So he won that fair and square. But I would have, every opportunity that I was given, I would have gotten money, whether if it was through challenges where I could openly win the money or if I could secretly win the money. Mm-hmm. I would have done that and tried to win the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So series finale or season finale, possibly series finale. Do you guys think there will be another season?
So
did you like the season as a whole? Ending thoughts on the season. What do you guys think?
So predictions.
Oh, predictions, yes.
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, take it away, Justin.
My prediction is if Glasshouse returned in any way, shape, or form, it would be a web competition show. For ABC or something like that. I don't think it'll be a network television show again just because the ratings were low.
Based off the information that we have in regards to CBS dropping the lawsuit against ABC for the Glass House because they felt that it wasn't significant enough to pursue it based off of the viewerships, I'm going to say that Glass House will not be back.
Mr. Thad?
Nope.
Wow, you didn't even give me a chance to finish my sip.
I mean, and that's just based on gut feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just not based on the lawsuit, not based on viewership. That's just based on watching the show. It's just, I like the show a lot. It's just a matter of is it going to grab them enough to say, look, we want to bring this back for another season. I'm just not convinced.
My prediction is I don't think that it will come back, but if it did come back, I wouldn't be surprised because the reality is they could, you know, although it was really low on the ratings, it probably cost nothing to make.
Right.
And so, and no one really watches TV in the summertime, so I wouldn't be surprised if it did come back and then they try to kind of judge it up a little bit.
They would change the rules
You know,
a little bit.
They would change the rules and they would revamp and they would like really, really hype it up, but...
And I think one thing that was in the last 2 weeks, a lot of the challenges included the aspect of people winning money.
Yeah.
When you put money on the line, I remember we said in the very beginning, the captains, what they could have done is the winning, you volunteer to be a captain, and then the winning captain wins money. So there's something on the line.
Right.
When people have something on the line, they're going to put themselves in a risk-taking position, and it wouldn't have been as predictable if the captains weren't always the lowest vote-getters and that sort of thing. It's kind of, we turn the game into a little bit of a different game, but it just makes it a little more interesting and entertaining and strategic and that sort of thing. So I agree with you. If it came back in some form, they would need to revamp the rules of the game.
Or even if they had
the winning team, because you know how there were alliances that were on separate teams. Mm-hmm. So even if you had the winning team, say the winning captain won more money than the rest of the team members, but the team members won money. So that kind of is like a conflict of, do I throw this challenge or do I really want to win this money? So now there's you have some more.
There's a lot you could play with.
Exactly. And in addition to what you guys are saying, I also think it comes down to casting. I think they have to get people that people will be able to relate to a little bit more and feel more emotionally connected to. Because I think that was partially some of the problems with some of the casting this season.
It did seem like some of the casting was very stereotypical, you know, with some of the players.
Well, I'm going to hope that it comes back because
our
this is the last show, season finale. And so this has been a great summer season for us. Yes. And, you know, and so it's over. So I hope that it comes back. So I want to thank you guys for...
Right, it's about we got to do it. We got to dance that for it.
That is knows what he's doing. I'm
the witness. We should remix the words.
He is quite the lip syncer over there.
You are a good lip syncer over there.
We need to focus on him over there. Come on. Whoa. Well, if it doesn't come back, I think he's got another career. Going.
Yeah, I think so.
I should like take a picture of him.
Yay.
This is the theme song to all the people besides Kevin who are not able to win money. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. We need a bye-bye dance step.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Marissa. We love you for that from the sound booth.
Well, it's been a fun season, guys.
Great time.
Bye, bye, bye.
I'm
so
sad to say goodbye.
It's over.
We want to thank you guys for tuning in every summer, every week this summer. I'm Bam Erickson. You can follow me on Twitter at Bam Erickson.
I'm Thaddeus Massey. You can follow me on Twitter at Club Thaddeus, CLUBTHADDEUS.
I'm Justin Walter, and I'm at Justin F. Walter.
I'm Dariel Christen, and it's DerrielChriston. Or you can also find me under the same name on Facebook.
All right, so thank you guys for watching the last episode here on AfterBuzz for the ABC reality show, The Glass House.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.